Blog Talk Radio.
With a little twist of hip hop, man, it's your boy L Boogie, and you know I always got my right hand man, my co-host T-Row from Dallas, Texas. Man, we got a great show for you tonight, man. Recapping the NBA Finals, talk a little NFL with Aaron Hernandez. Man, the streets is talking. I got a little information about the fight tomorrow night on Showtime. Adrian Boner, I'm sorry. And we ready. And you know, always on Friday, it's freestyle. And if my voice sound a little, you know, distraught or whatnot, but the show got to go on. You know, I'm making up from the streets. I had two wisdom teeth pulled yesterday. So just like D-Wade, I'm working through the pain, baby. We still going to win a championship. What's up to the world? What's up, T-Roy? How you doing out there, baby?
What's going on with you this evening, L Boogie? What's up to the world, all the callers listening in this evening? What's up with you, baby, on this good Freestyle Friday?
Oh, man, trying to make it, man. You know, I had some teeth pulled, man. I still got stitches, man.
Streets is talking. That's how you use a pimp. You come off that corner. You know what I'm saying? With the rocks in your pocket. And you still out there getting your grind on. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Oh, yeah, no doubt the show must go on, man. What you think about last night? Game 7, LeBron James, 37 points. D-Wade, 23 points. Your boy Bosh was over Winfrey. He had 0. What do you think?
Well, L Boogie, to be honest with you, it ended like I thought it was going to end, you know, being that game 7. You know, when the series first began, I did pick San Antonio to win in 6. But they left it a little short in game 6 on Tuesday, San Antonio Spurs, which left it wide open for LeBron James and his supporting cast, the Miami Heat, to force a game 7, which we saw yesterday. And, you know, I'm not upset. I'm not mad at all, L Boogie. Either team that would have won, I would have been happy, you know, because there are certain players that I like on each team. I don't necessarily like, you know, the teams that were in the finals, but I like a couple of players that are on the teams. And so, you know, I really wanted to see Tracy McGrady get a ring, even though he was picked up way late during the season. You know, that was kind of like their motivation to try to win a ring for T-Mac. But, you know, it's no surprise. We all knew what LeBron was going to do if they actually made it to a game seven. I was just happy to see that Dwayne Wade was able to contribute like we know that he can. The last thing that I wanted to hear was all the scrutiny and the hoopla of what LeBron and Dwayne Wade were going to have to go through. Even though they've won back-to-back titles, they're still trying to shop Chris Bosh. I know he was didn't score a point last night. He was 0 for 5. But if you saw game 7, I think that the game plan didn't involve Chris Bosh at all. He was to touch it, give it up, set a screen. And if you notice in the third and fourth quarter when things were really getting, you know, tight, there were a couple of times when LeBron and also D-Wade got upset at Chris Bosh. And he was just trying to set a pick to, you know, do his thing. And they went off on him, you know what I mean? So after a while, you know, I would say right before halftime, he wasn't looking to take any more shots. He already knew what it was. For him, for Chris Bosh, it was just to play good defense on the man, Tim Duncan, who murdered him in game 6. And I think that he actually showed up the best that he could in game 7. Because if you noticed last night, they really didn't need him. Everything else was working. You had Shane Battier hitting threes left and right, kind of reminiscent of what happened last year when they had their closeout game against Oklahoma City last year. So, you know, with Shane stepping up and you know, Ray Allen stepping up, you really didn't need Chris Bosh to take a shot. You just needed him to grab some boards, which he did. Show up to block a couple of shots, which he did. And just be on the floor to keep that communication going with the great defense that Miami presents. So, was I surprised? No. We all knew that number 6 was going to be the MVP. What I really was surprised by was the smirk on his face when he had both of the trophies in his hand, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to smirk like, come on, man. You know you know what it is. You knew this was me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they did get lucky. Yeah, they did get lucky to be able to be in the game 7, you know, because how do you lose a game with 28 seconds left in game 6 if you're San Antonio? I just don't understand that one.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm just going to ask the questions to the world. You know, I'm not biased at all because I will get on LeBron James and call him Prince James in a minute. But like I've always said, if my callers have ever heard of Run DMC and they got a song called You Want to Be Down with the King. So, you know, I want to ask the callers when they call in, what did this mean for LeBron's legacy? This is his second title in a row. He's impressed me by going to 3 straight NBA titles. And this is his second MVP in the NBA Finals. I was impressed by, you know, his later game, or should I say late stages of the game. He took the shots, wasn't looking to pass. And that's what I'm looking for, the evolution of LeBron James as he gets older. You know, he's only 28. When I say only, but he's played 10 years. So I'm glad that he's finally, you know, getting his respect due from us and from the world, hopefully. You know, but we got to give a lot. And I think that's why he went to, you know, Miami. We got to give a lot of respect and a lot of praise to Flash D-Wade. I mean, we don't know how hurt he was, but he had 23 points and 10 rebounds. I mean, only 5 people scored yesterday.
Yeah.
And Birdman scored more points than Chris Bosh, which was 3. You know, so my question to you and the world also when they call in, what's the future for Chris Bosh with the Heat? Does he stay? Do they trade him? I mean, even though he's been there for 3 years, can they three-peat with him? I mean, I posed that question to you, Ron, the world. You think they should keep him or, you know, trade him?
Man, three-peat is possible. Chris Bosh isn't going anywhere. Why are they even having these discussions of you know, trying to trade Chris Bosh? It doesn't make sense to me, man. What you're supposed to do, since you already have the big three, is go out and get somebody to help the guy. You don't go out and just get rid of the guy because of his point status or whatever he did in the series. The dude helped you get to three straight NBA finals. It just wasn't LeBron. You know, LeBron has a lot to do with it, but at the same time, he doesn't do it by himself. If D-Wade isn't, you know, flash, if it's Chris Bosh not getting the blocks and the extra rebounds and, you know, the rebound that he got in game six, we wouldn't be talking about a repeat. So I wish everybody would quit talking about, you know, Chris Bosh and they need to do this and they need to do that. No. When you signed the guy 3 years ago, you knew what was going to happen. You knew there were going to be some ups and you knew that there were going to be some downs. But how can you be on a down when you just won your second straight NBA Finals? You got two championships now. So how would you want to get rid of the third piece of the big three when he helped you out to get to the finals 3 years in a row and win two titles back-to-back? So they just need to go out, find a big guy, because we all know that Chris Bosh is not a true center. It's just like Paul Gasol. You can play him, but he's really not a four. He's really a four. He's not a center. They tall, but they not beefy. And if you're not beefy in the paint in the NBA, you're not going to be worth much. So you got to have some meat on your bones, and you got to be able to throw somebody down every now and again. And that's what Miami Heat needs in the middle, because Chris Bosh is not. None of the Heat players, besides the Birdman, is going to get into any confrontations with any other player on the court.
Well, I have to disagree with you, Raul. Reason being, because we're in 2013 now. There's not that many traditional five men in the league. But the fours and the fives that we do have, for an example, Paul Gasol is a, like you said, he's a four. Playing five, at least he posts up. Chris Bosh doesn't even give you a post presence. Now, I grant it, he did make a couple blocks, but to me, he was exposed on this particular team. Maybe if he has a goon with him on another team, but Miami can't afford a top-notch goon. The only goon that they got was the Birdman. They have 13 guys under contract right now. 13 out of 15 guys you can have on your roster. And we're not talking about the guys in suits. I hope, and this is another thing before we continue. Jawan Howard, stop stealing money, man. That's it. You got two rings. Be an assistant coach now. Don't you
that's
agree?
Not gonna, that's not going to happen. Jawan's going to keep stealing checks for about a year, another 2 years or so, for the simple fact that he is like the assistant coach, except he's the player on the team. He's going to keep everybody mental right when the coaches start getting on their back real hard. He's the guy that they come to on the bench. You know, yes, they have several assistant coaches, but Jawan is a different type of player. You know what I mean? So he's a good practice player. He's a good teacher. His time will come when he will stop stealing the checks. But I think still in the next couple of years, he'll still be on a roster, and he'll still be getting paid trying to win a championship. As far as Chris Bosh, that's the system that Miami runs. Chris Bosh doesn't have to be a presence in the middle because you got LeBron and D-Wade attacking all the time. So Chris Bosh, he can't just stay down there because they don't give him the ball enough for him to do what he was doing in Toronto. with the other big two, you know, he's the bottom big three. He's the last of the big three. So LeBron's going to get his. D-Wade is definitely going to get his. So Chris Bosh, what he has to do is be better at getting the rebounds and knowing that he can and get 10, 12 rebounds a night, not this 4-5 rebounds a night and shooting more threes than the rebounds that he has. So I think that if they can work on him with, I don't know, man. It's just tough being in Miami having LeBron and D Wade on your team at the same time. You really don't need a post presence. The only reason you need a bigger guy in the middle is for defense. So when things break down, you still have one more guy that you have to go through. You know, Roy Hibbert is that perfect fit for Indiana. Now, as far as going out to get a big name, they're not going to be able to get a big name. We all know that. Like you mentioned, there are 13 players on a 15-man roster that are still under contract. The only person that they're going to really have to pay is the Birdman. They're going to have to give him the $3 million minimum see if he wants to take that. And if not, then they can dip and dabble and, you know, work on some people who are not so top. Now, I'm not going to say a 5-grade. I'm going to give them like a 4-grade. You know what I mean? So they can go out and get a 3 or 4-grade type of big man that they can afford to pay. Because they're not missing much. They just missing that beast in the middle who will punch somebody or push somebody or foul somebody. You know what I mean? They just need one person like Birdman who's a little bit taller and a little bit meaner than the Birdman. Because the Birdman he's a perfect fit for Miami, but he's not the perfect fit on the court. You know what I mean? They need somebody else who can be that bulldog in the middle, who's going to slap somebody, who's going to make somebody want to, you know, fight and push them back. Miami just was soft this year. There's too many people pushing them around, and then they looking around like, you know, what's up with the call? No, get up. And slap somebody, push somebody. LeBron, that's what they need. LeBron needs to take, man, this is what LeBron needs to do next year. Within the first 2 weeks of the season, he needs to find him a nemesis. He needs to slap him somebody. He needs to not only slap him, but he needs to kick him in their chin or push him over the scores table. He needs to do something where he is, you know, suspended for 2 or 3 games and fined $15,000-$20,000. Because if LeBron does that, the league will be LeBron's. Because right now, it's a lot of teams out there thinking that LeBron is just, they can just push him over. They know he's the best in the world. They know they can't stop him athletically. But as far as getting to him mentally and getting up under his skin, they know that they can, there's a couple people that can do that.
Okay. Well, LeBron James legacy, while he's building, it's not over. We got to remember he's just 28. But I have some other questions that I pose to you, and just give you a little feedback. You know, just, you know, let's talk about the Spurs. You know, what's the future of the big three? You got Tony Parker. He has 2 years left with $25 million. You got Manu Ginobili, who's unrestricted free agent. And you get Timmy, who has 1 year left, worth $10.4 million. My question to you, what's the future of the big three in San Antonio?
Well, it's almost in the same boat as Miami. You know, everybody's talking about Manu Ginobili, that is, about the situation and how he played in the finals or how he played this year, period, as a whole. And, you know, him being a free agent, he can actually go anywhere. The smart thing for Manu would be to go back to San Antonio. But as we know, this is a business. There's going to be a couple of teams. I'm not going to say a lot of teams, but there are going to be a couple to a few teams that are going to be very interested in Manu Ginobili. And, you know, if the money's right, we all know, if the money's right, he just might bite. But I think the perfect situation for the big 3 in San Antonio would be for Manu to come back. Tim Duncan said last night he's not retiring. And we all know what's going to happen with Tony Parker. He's just going to get healthy. Hopefully he'll stay out the clubs where champagne bottles are flying so he don't get hit in the eye again. And hopefully he can rest that hammy. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know. And there isn't any real summer basketball this summer besides what they're going to do with pickup and, you know, go to these other little gyms and sell out and, you know, just have some fun pickup games. But the big three for San Antonio, I believe, should stay together. Whether or not that includes Manu Ginobili, you know, who knows? Because the way the market is today in the NBA, it's a lot of money out there. You know, some of these teams have really been preparing themselves for this year. You got Chris Paul and Dwight Howard talking, and now that the season really is over, you never know who might be contacted as a third party to that. So, you know, when July 1st comes, there's going to be a lot more topics to talk about as far as the NBA and who's going where. We'll kind of get a feeling for who wants to be with who and who wants to go where. So as far as San Antonio, Manu, please come back to San Antonio. If not, I understand. But as far as Tony Parker and Tim Duncan, they're not going anywhere. Those are Pop's boys, you know, and Pop ain't getting rid of those two. He got rid of your boy that plays for Indiana. What's the light-skinned point guard dude name?
Oh, George Hill.
George Hill. He got rid of his favorite, George Hill, but you can guarantee that won't happen with Timmy or Tony Parker. You know what I mean? He'll retire before one of those two leaves San Antonio.
Right. And the only thing that I think they should just part ways with Manu, I think Manu's stock has dropped like it's high. Like you know, like a Snoop song.
Right.
Because look what he did beforehand in the season. Look what he did in the Western Conference playoffs. He only had one good game. You get to the finals, he had one and a half good games, and he was wearing a Miami Heat jersey up under that Spurs jersey. How many turnovers? Streets is talking. I mean, wow, was he point shaving how he played? And I think they found a new part of the big three with Kawhi Leonard. I think they need to work him in. But where they messed up at is the trial and tribulations of, just like the NFL, when you need two running backs, you need two point guards in the NBA, as you see. You got to have somebody because in the NBA you can't play the whole game at that level, that intensity.
Right.
You need a quality backup point guard. Indiana didn't have it. And
San Antonio definitely didn't have it because Gary Neal was jacking, calling him the Jared Jack for San Antonio.
Oh, man, he's a jack artist. I'm talking about
man.
No question. So,
And a question for you, L Boogie. Can you please explain to me what happened to your boy Danny Green in Game 6 and also Game 7? What happened?
I told you what happened. I made the call to Miami. They had all the females from Dade County who worked in the strip club. They was calling his room. They was up on his floor. They was shaking it, babe. You know what happened to Danny Green?
You know
what happened to Danny? It's like, you know, you're only great when they got a scout report for you. And then you steal ball when they still got a scout report for you. He couldn't do it. They made him put it on the floor, and he couldn't make a play. Danny got to get in the gym, man. He got to get in the gym this summer and work on his layups. Are you kidding me? He can make a 22-9 shot but can't make a 2-foot shot. Wow. But when we come back from commercial, we're going to talk about this Aaron Hernandez guy and talk a little bit more about the finals Eric Spoelstra and Popovich. I mean, who outcoached two the last two games? Man, it's the Streets is Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, along with T-Row, and I'm your host, L. Puggy. Producer Steph, take it to commercial, baby. Dedicated to the Heat.
These ratchet hoes say I ain't shit. Well, at least I ain't broke, ho. Stacking paper like old folks. You still staying with your old folks. She a fan, that's fantastic. Poppin' Zannies, that's fantastic. Getting rich, fantastic. White girls like Anne Hathaway going way out they way for my bandwagon. She let me bang and I ain't got a bandana. Oh, freaky, that's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young ass player doing everything that I have to. So every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out,
Rihanna love Whitney. She say, how many bottles do you want? I told her 50. She said, anything, yeah, bitch, a kidney. Every time I go out, you know I bring that dough out. Vanessa's on the milli, it looking like a blowout. 100 bitches with me, look like I left the whole house. 100 racks with me, look like I left the blowout. Now we popping bottles, they came with the sparkles. Niggas with me, they came with them yappers. Got a few ratchets, even a couple models. 20 car caravan, I bet they gon' follow.
Out outside the house. You already know. Every time
yeah.
We go out.
Yeah. L Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Man, what the hell is going on with that boy from the New England Patriots? That boy they call Aaron Hernandez. What the hell is going on in New England?
Man, like my boy Rick Ross said, spin it. Like I play for New England, man. He gonna have to start doing some spinning because it looks like he gonna need a big lawyer team. Cause I'm not understanding the situation. What were you thinking, Aaron? It's a body found outside your home, about 500 yards away, bro.
Man, if that.
And what did he, you know, from the evidence or the information, two things happened. One, he smashed his cell phone. Number two, he smashed the surveillance cameras in the pad in his house. And number three, on Monday, he hired a house cleaning company to come in and clean his home. Now...
I don't know
if that's something that he does every Monday, bringing
right.
in a cleaning company. But I don't know, baby.
You know, even if we had a little dough, ain't nobody coming over here to clean the crib. Only person I got covered, though, that might have a key would be the chef. That's the only person that's going to have a key because I need to eat.
Exactly. And if I'm Aaron Hernandez, I think I just signed a deal. If I'm going to have cleaning, they're going to be there every day. So,
you know?
So I'm very, very cautious about this case. It's very interesting because the man that was killed in this homicide, he was the boyfriend of Aaron Hernandez's daughter's mother. Am I correct?
Yes, sir, you are.
So, did Aaron make a move because he might have broke the young lady's heart or something, and the wife and the girlfriend was like, Aaron, you got to do something? I mean, I don't know. What a coincidence, think, though. How is that a coincidence that the guy who got murdered is part of your circle, so to speak? That's too coincidence.
Right.
What do you think, bro?
To add on to your 3 points, number four, why would you have a rental car located at the scene in your name? I'm like you, man. You know, the streets is talking. I ain't got to put much into it just knowing the relationship of the girl and her boyfriend. Yes, it was the mother's daughter's boyfriend who they found murdered. And, of course, you know what Hernandez did. He's a Florida guy, even Dade County. You know what time it is. He knows some people that know some people. But instead of being smart, now he got all caught up in it. Getting rid of the cell phone, tearing that to pieces, you know, and then tearing up the surveillance. Yeah, you guilty. And from all the information that I've been getting so far from all the snitches out there in the streets, yeah, it don't look good for you, player. You go into the gas station and you got 30 news people around you trying to get questions and answers. And you know, SportsCenter ain't too far from old New England. So you know they got a whole bunch of cats out there already, all in front of his house, you know, reporting from the front porch. So,
You know, when they call in Air Warner from Dallas, because you know he stays in front of the Dallas complex. So they had to call Air Warner from Dallas to bring him up to New England. You know it's a big deal. Secondly, one of his endorsers, Muscle Milk, dropped him. So it's got to be something going on already.
Already.
If you notice, and any other, you know, when they catch him, he has on a skull cap that has the imprint Muscle Milk on it. He has the emblem, the logo.
Right.
So yeah, they put out today an arrest warrant, and he's only been charged so far with a count of, you know, obstruction of justice. But that puts you in the same breath. That reminds me of a guy named Ray Lewis. Puts me back in that light.
Right.
You know, you don't know if Ray really killed, if really was in on the stabbing. You don't know unless you were there.
Yep.
Just like with Aaron Hernandez, money talk. So we don't know if he's the prime suspect, or if he has something to do it, but he's sloppy. He worse than the guys on First 48. He's just as bad as the criminals on First 48.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. You got all that money, and you want to go out and do it yourself. That doesn't make sense at all. I just don't understand that one bit. And, you know, for all this to be finally coming out, right around the corner from your crib, rent a car in your name, you destroying all this property. Man, even if you're not guilty, you guilty. You know what happened. And I'm like you. You got to have some Ray Ray in you, man. You know what I mean? You got to be fighting up about everything. If you're not, it's going to be a sad, sad time for you, and you're going to do some time, player. That's Florida we're talking about. Florida don't play. Florida, Texas, and California, they're the places you don't want to be, or even New York. You don't want to be around there when gun charges and people that got murdered and your name is associated with it. You don't want to be in those states when it comes down to it, because guess what? They're going to find out.
Oh, yeah. Remember, it's 2013.
Oh, yeah.
It's cameras on lights. It's cameras everywhere. I mean, you can barely go use the bathroom without somebody knowing that you're doing something, man. So,
yeah. Ask Danny Green, because Miami show put some cameras on him, and they followed that boy everywhere at Game 6 and Game 7.
Wow. Speaking of that, well, I'm glad you went back to that, because I want to ask you a question. And, you know, we were really chastising Eric Spoelstra for the moves or the lack of moves that he made. But we can't be, you know, biased, or we can't just hold one side accountable. Do you think that Coach Pop got out Colts game 6 and 7? Do you think he made some vastly bad decisions?
Game 6? No. Let me take that back. Game 6, Pop may have been getting paid off for game 6, because I still, for the life of me, can't understand, L Boogie, why Tim Duncan was on the bench when Chris Bosh was able to get the rebound to kick it to Ray Ray. Was Coach Pop getting paid off, or was he getting out coached? And then in game 7, I'm just going to say Coach Spoelstra and his boys were ready for this. Not saying that San Antonio wasn't, but Miami had not only just come off of game 7 with Indiana this year, but the series last year, how they closed out Oklahoma City last year, kind of helped them, I would say more say, be ready for this game 7 than San Antonio. Because San Antonio just got to a point where there were turnovers after turnovers after turnovers. Yes, LeBron didn't start off hot, but boy, did he end the game hot. You know what I mean? And I just think that LeBron was already knowing what San Antonio kind of was going to do to him in the game 7. And for LeBron to show up the way that he did, knock all the shots down, I'm so thankful that he was clutch in game 7. Because the last thing I want to hear is SportsCenter, First Take, Mike and Mike in the Morning, KTAR 620. I do not want to hear those guys talk about how LeBron passed on shots and didn't go to the bucket and didn't do this or didn't do that. You know, every shot that he took yesterday in last night's game was a very important shot, from the threes to the twos in the fourth quarter. You know, it all was on LeBron, and they all wanted that to be on LeBron. And for Coach Pop to let LeBron just continue to shoot and shoot and shoot, yeah, you got out Coach Pop. Eric Spoelstra told LeBron, just do it. Just whatever you need to do, do it. And LeBron said, man, I got you. And with the help of a nice little D-Wade putting in his little 23, it was a great show for Miami. And, you know, last week I gave big ups and big props to Eric Spoelstra for even having his crew at this point. You know, what can I say? You know, you said last week that it was going to come down to what's going to happen in the last 5 minutes of a game, or even 2 minutes within the game, and what Coach Spoelstra going to do. Well, he showed us both there, Boogie, that, hey, I can do it. I'm a winner. You know what I mean? 2-1 in the finals, young coach. And as long as LeBron and D-Wade can be a part of that, I believe that Eric Spoelstra going to be there for the next 2 or 3 years. So, yeah, I believe Coach Pop got out coached in game 6 at the end. And then game seven, it was just, you know, like I said, just give it, just let number six do number six, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I really can't say it was a bad coaching move because Popovich has been known to take Timmy out in the end. Let's go back against Golden State. He took Timmy out in the end of that series late in games. But I have to question it because you go game by game, series by series. There's no way, no how, that I will not have the best power forward in the game on the floor to get a rebound. I just don't understand that. Regardless of whoever three-point shooters is in, you worry about the other four guys, but I'm going to have Timmy in there. So I don't understand, you know, what he did about that. My second thing also, you putting Tony Parker on the bench at the end of the game yesterday. I know Tony wasn't 100%, but I think that was a little part of about Danny Green. Tony Parker ran out of gas game six and seven. You can see it. He had nothing left, and that was because of his hamstring. And he's a very conditioned guy, but you can see it. You saw how he was huffing and puffing after every quarter, his reactions. It was just terrible. And one thing about the team that Pat Riley put together, let's not forget, he went and got Ray Allen. The year before that, he got Shane Battier. Shane Battier, I guess he just, you know, like Mike Singletary would say, I want winners. And that's what Shane Battier is. He's a winner. Even though I don't like him as a player, he's a winner. But I got a name. You know, I got a new name for the Miami Heat, too, Ro. And no disrespect to LeBron and D-Wade and those guys, but they're CBGs, man. You know
what
that stands for? Cry
What's
baby
that,
Elbow? Cry baby gangsters, man. CBG, man. They cry baby gangsters. They're a big gang. They need to
Streets
just walk around in it. Streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. 347-855-8896. 9 p.m. Mondays and Fridays Eastern Time. Hey, Ro, one more question before we, you know, go to another commercial or go to the cars. Has the window of opportunity closed on San Antonio? Is that it? Is it over?
Let me answer that one carefully. I'm gonna say no. The window of opportunity has not closed on him yet, but it is getting tighter. I believe as long as Tony Parker can, you know, be healthy enough to, you know, run the playoffs, I think they can make another run. The best thing about San Antonio is that they have a coach by the name of Coach Greg Popovich. He really knows and understands players better than any coach that I've ever, besides Phil Jackson, you know what I mean, and Larry Brown. I think that Pop understands his players, and he knows when to play them, and he knows when to sit them down. It's just an unfortunate situation that Tony Parker, you know, got hurt during the series. But when you're playing against Miami and those guys are switching and meeting you at the rim every bucket, you know, that's what happens. You're going to pull something trying to get to where you need to get to try to win like he did in games 1, 3, and 5. But, you know, for him in game 7, game 6 and game 7, when they went to overtime, when Ray Allen hit that shot to send it to overtime, you could see in Tony Parker that it was, he was like, man, I'll give you what you want, what you need me to give you, but I don't know how much I got left. And he started off all right in the first half, but the second half just got tough, man. And whether it was a hamstring or whether it would have been from fatigue,
You know, Tony Parker just could not push it any further than what he had already given in the seven-game series against Miami. So big ups to Tony Parker for doing that. But is the window closed? I'm going to say no, but it is tight. I think, like you say, Kawhi Leonard is going to become a part of that big three. And as long as they can keep Danny Green and add some other pieces to the puzzle, I honestly believe that they will still be able to make it to the playoffs. I mean, 14 years in a row, man. 14 years in a row that these guys have made it to the playoffs. So I'm going to say they're going to make it 15 in a row. Yeah, so, yeah, can't knock them.
Man, I dedicate this song to the San Antonio Spurs. I think your window is closing, but not closed. But this song is dedicated to you. Hopefully you have a good summer. The streets is talking, sports talk show. Let's go.
Alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that dug like tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past. You wanna last? Be the first to blast. Remember Cato? No longer with the seat, deceased. Call on the sirens. Seen them murdered in the street. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me? So many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many peers and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets. I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. As though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please, Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. Drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by. Broken hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me. I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See this Tangeray influence me. They're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises. Think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.
Ooh-wee! We back in the asylum. Let that keep playing, the producer. Let that keep playing while I'm talking, man. That's Pac, man. We gotta let that roll, man. That's Pac. Yeah, that's Pac, man. So many tears, man. Sorry, San Antonio. So many tears for you. But, man, we back in the asylum, man. The streets is talking with a twist of hip-hop. 347-855-8896, and call us when you call in. Give us your overtake of the show, your points, what do you think, and, you know, your points about what's going on. Did LeBron add to his legacy with the number, with the second ring in a row? Where do you see Miami going from now? Has San Antonio's window has closed or is it closing? What about Aaron Hernandez? He's in trouble.
Stupid.
So, and you know at the end of the night, it's Friday, baby, so you know we're going to have Freestyle Friday. We taking over. It's a takeover, part three. So,
yeah,
what's going on, man? What you got going on out there, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man, keeping the fingers busy and just kicking back and, you know, got on some of this Captain Kool-Aid over here. And me and Steph,
ooh,
you know, doing our thing, man.
Oh, man, you already know it. You already know it. So, like I said, Ro, you know, when you go in asylum and when they coming out, they better come out raw because I'm taking away street creds today, man. If they ain't coming out talking about nothing, we got to let them go, man. We got to take the car back and they got to try to earn it back.
Yeah, you feeling good? Feel like taking some street credibility?
Oh, man, you know, since I got my wisdom teeth pulled, man, you know, I'm a little irritable today, man. So I got to take some of that, man.
You didn't take your vitamins, you didn't take your Skittles to get to take away some of that pain?
Oh, man, you know, I'm popping Percocets and Vicodin like they Skittles right now.
Drinking one of them little Blue Moons, you'll be really good.
Oh, man, you already know. I'm out right now helping the community, you know. So,
that's
yeah. What's
up. Getting your community service in.
no doubt. I wanna give a big shout out, man. I gotta give a couple shout outs right quick. Let me give a shout out to my dentist, man, Dr. Borman. You know what I mean? For snatching these boys out. You know?
That's what's up.
Yeah, no question.
Good looking doc. Way to help your boy.
Oh man. Maybe I'll start talking better on the show now where I won't be so grumpy like you called me. So yeah, man, the streets is talking. So who we got, bro? Who hollering right now?
Man, you know the asylum is always thick, man. We gotta work our way to the back. People in the front, you know, the front runners always trying to get on, but we step our way to the back. I believe we got a first time caller get calling in today, man. So we go check in with that caller real quick and see what's going down. Hey, yo, caller, what's your name and where you calling from, baby?
My name D. I'm from Cleveland, baby.
D, what's the deal with you, man? How's your evening going so far?
So far, so good. I got my 50 hours in. You know, I'm blessed, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yo,
man. He say 50 hours worth of straight time, L Boogie.
I see, man. You know, he a hard worker, man. He put on that hard hat on and off the court, man. That's D. Bacon, man. My man.
Oh, yeah, Al, man, I'm sorry I didn't get to call in a little sooner, man, but I had to make it happen tonight, man. I enjoyed what I heard so far. And it's a privilege to be a fan of yours, man. You're a good gentleman. You always have been.
Oh,
you're a professional man.
Oh, I appreciate that, D-Bacon. So what's your take on the NBA, you know, finals? Give me your take on that and LeBron and, you know, the Spurs and that type of thing. What's your take on that?
Okay, first and foremost, you know, we from the old school, man. We take that game serious, so we know the ins and outs so much for our body because we played on it, so we know firsthand of what's supposed to be done and what's not supposed to be done. You know, my opinion about what happened was I was pulling for the Heat. You know, it was a back-and-forth dogfight, you know what I'm saying? Game six was one of them games where, you know, San Antonio really had the game locked up and, you know, I wouldn't really just blame it on that free throw from the brother with the braids. What's his name?
Kawhi
Leonard.
You know,
he had a beautiful series for the whole seven games. And you know, I mean, I like y'all say, I think Tim Duncan should have been in the game. You know, Ginobili. You know, he was in there. He was down there with them Giants. And you know, at the end of the day, you got to have your killers in the game. You know, like y'all said, you can't just be worried about the guys running up to those 3-point shots. You gotta have your big guns. You gotta have your big guns in there when you at battle. That game was supposed to be won by San Antonio, and they let it slip away.
Exactly. Absolutely. Now, what do you think about LeBron's legacy? He has two rings, been to the finals three in a row, two MVPs in the finals, four NBA MVPs, two gold medals. What do you think? Do you think he's getting there to that echelon of, you know, on that level of Michael Jordan?
LeBron is he's something special. You know, I think he's one of the specialest players that ever played the game. I think Michael was the best that ever played it, but LeBron has set the bar so high that, you know, he do things so fast and at alarming rate. You know what I'm saying? He's like a freak. He's a freak of nature in my opinion. You know, I really hate to put anybody over Mike because Mike never lost a championship. Mike had that killer instinct. He was a shark. You know, he'd take you in deep water and drown you. You know, so right now, you feel me, Mitch? You know how the game goes.
Oh,
he'd take you in deep water and drown you with no hesitation. So, you know, we came up off Mike. You know, Mike was our inspiration. He was the best to me that ever did it. But LeBron is on his heels. I'm still crowning Mike as the best. But
okay.
As far as LeBron, I know his trophy case is booming, and I know he don't have no more room for no more accolades, and he got so many more to come. So the sky's the limit for LeBron, though, man. You know, if they put a piece or two around him, they can keep on winning. But right now I think that team needs to be tweaked a little bit because you got Indiana Pacers coming, Granger will be back healthy, Rose will be back healthy, and they got their Bulls out on their back, so – they most definitely going to have to make a move somewhere down the line. I don't want to pick a name or nothing, but I don't think that team is strong enough to triple peak. That's just my opinion.
D-Bacon, let me ask you this. D-Bacon, who you think they should go out and get? Because like L Boogie mentioned earlier, there are 13 guys on the 15-man roster who are under contract. The only person that they would have to pay would be the Birdman. Do you keep the Birdman, or do you go out and look for, you know, we all know that we can't get an A-plus talent at the center position right now. So we're looking at a 3-grade or maybe even a 4-grade type of center. Who do you think would fit Miami at this, you know, moving forward?
Wow, like you say, a lot of those players' contracts are so extreme and they locked in. And I really like what the Birdman brought to the team. I don't know if he's the answer to the three-peat. I really think it's tough, man, because when you win something, it's hard to say who to get rid of, you know what I'm saying, because you was all at war together. So, now, if they would have lost that, that would be an easy question for me. I mean, at the center position now, it's just so watered down that you can get away with it. You know, you can just have a couple, you got like a cold power forward or a cold small forward and a decent scoring. You know what I'm saying? It's like the big man position has been eliminated. You can really work around it. So, I like what I saw. I really like what I saw in the Birdman, and I don't really know who out there that's going to be available to fit in that scheme. You know.
Well, let me give you two names, D. Bacon. Now, this is what my sister told me, because you know we stay in the streets, D.
Oh yeah,
Miami,
the streets watch it, baby. Tigger said the streets is watch.
all day long, baby.
Hey,
they talking about going to get Greg Oden because he's taking a whole year off to rest. My snitch told me that he might be a piece to the puzzle. Or they might try to go and get your boy Bynum, depending on how Bynum's going to work his situation in Philly.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Now, I would pick Al Mitch. You know me. I would pick Bynum. I just think Oden has just been too injury-prone, and I don't know what kind of condition he's in. I mean, you got to be running down that floor in the league to say you're in condition. It's easy for you to work out and and do things that's not in the game form, but you have to be in the game form conditioning to know how you feel and how you're going to produce.
Absolutely.
I would pick the other guy. What was his name, say?
Greg Oden.
No, not Greg Oden. The other guy who used to play for the Lakers.
Andrew Bynum.
I would give Bynum a shot before I would give Oden a shot. I really would. If I had to pick a guy, I would go with Bynum because –
If they go and get Andrew Bynum, they're going to have to get rid of one of the big three, which we all know would be Bosch and probably one other guy. You know what I mean?
Right. I would most definitely, because, I mean, Tim Duncan just had his way with Bosch. I mean, I didn't expect Bosch to contain him, but he just had his way with him like you in the backyard with your son or somebody. You just throwing up right hooks, left hooks. If you can. And it got to the point where I just had to foul this man. You know, he just had to play with him, and you're a big three, man. You can't just keep him off that block. You got to front him, do whatever. He was just letting Tim come down, you know, and have his way with him. I mean, you can't let him get in his sweet spot. First of all, he was at bay when he let him get in his sweet spot. You can't let him get in his sweet spot. You got to push him. You're a grown man like he a grown man. Al, you know, we don't care how big you is. When we lace him up, it's going down. You know, you ain't in a big game, man. You know, you got to step up, man. You know, and but I just feel Bosh shoots too many jump shots, and he's the same form as Kevin Garnett. Am I right or wrong?
It starts
with your heart, man. He don't have the heart. I mean, you got to be mentally and physically tough when you're in that position, man. You know, they're the same size, but look at the difference in Kevin Garnett and Chris Bosh. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Kevin Garnett wouldn't allow that. So Bosh got to go. If anybody got to go out of the big three, it would be Chris Bosh. I'm happy he got in two rings.
Yeah.
But, my man, you know, this is a dogfight, you know. We gave you a chance to produce and show your skills or whatever. But, you know, if I was to let somebody go, it would most definitely be Chris Bosh.
Flipping the switch right quick,
D Bacon. I just got a question for you. We're gonna go to football right quick about what's your take on this Aaron Hernandez situation? I mean, how do you feel about this? What's your thoughts on this?
Okay, yesterday I come in from work and I had seen on SportsCenter, you know, about the tight end. You know, and I didn't really think much of it when I first seen it. I'm like, okay. But then when I got some more details about it, you know, I mean, first of all, if you're involved in the murder, man, you should be to the fullest, man. You know, I mean, they got these professional people out here to find out if you did something. If you haven't done anything, the truth will come out. You feel what I'm saying? We all got family members. Don't nobody want to see their loved ones taken out in a violent form, you know. The streets is already so dangerous and corrupt. I mean, just like Red Carruth, man. You know, he had a brilliant career, and he made a mistake that put him behind bars. So if this guy was involved in that murder, I feel justice would prevail.
You already know.
You know, I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know what – I just got a little small taste of the information, but, you know, it sounds like whatever happened is working against me.
One more question, D-Becky, before we let you go, because on Monday we're going to have a NBA draft preview special.
Hey, Lily.
What do you think the Cavs should do with that number one pick?
Okay, wow. Well, they already pretty established at that guard spot. You know, I kind of think they need a big man. And, you know, I watch college, but I don't watch a lot of it. I watch it when it gets down to the nitty-gritty. So I like the point guard and the two-guard spot. I like day three. I think they need a power forward or a center, you know. The kid from Kentucky, I don't know how he's going to recover from his injury. He was having a promising career in college, and I hope he comes back strong. But it's a couple other guys out there. I don't really know the names. Like I said, I ain't too informed in college basketball. I watch it, but not a whole lot. I think they need either a power forward or a big man, a center.
No doubt.
Bears y'all coming back, isn't it?
No doubt.
Say that again.
Listen to this, D. Bacon. On Monday,
okay,
when you call in at 9, we're going to
okay,
give you a preview special, and you're going to see, we're going to give you some information, and then you
okay,
can see who gets your pick. And last but not least, D. Bacon, I got to give you my saying.
Okay.
Tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. The streets is talking. Thanks for calling
okay,
in,
man.
Big bro.
Okay, I love you, Meeks, man. Y'all
man,
have a good night. And I'll
much
be calling in Monday.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Stay up, man.
No doubt. Tell Boo I said what's going on.
Yeah, L Boogie, that's what it is, Pippin. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Man, we getting these first-time callers, bro. We getting hot, man. We starting to get hotter than Arizona, man. And you know,
you know
hot,
what it is. And like that Miami Heat, we bringing that white hot.
That white hot. Man.
You know
but
what I mean?
One thing D-Bacon did say, Tim Duncan at 37 shouldn't be running rim to rim dogging you like that. I mean, I know he's a Hall of Famer, but you said to the public that you were a future Hall of Famer. You used to be a 20-10 guy. At least give me 10 rebounds. Now, he did play, he did do a couple things that I would tell my players, hey, if you're not scoring, do other things. Yes, he did that. But I don't pay you $100 million to be a utility guy. I pay you $100 million to be a part of the big three.
At least give me 2 points.
You mean to tell me the Birdman scored more points than you, Chris Bosh? The streets is talking.
And he only had three.
I think Battier had more points than you in 2 games combined in 1 game. He had 18. Man,
yeah.
It's crucial, bro. And guess what, bro? My hip-hop question of the night. I know we're getting close to the Freestyle Friday. And once we get to our, you know, hip-hop part of the question, of the night, I just got this from my rappers when they call in. How would hip hop be if Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, and Tupac were still alive? How would hip hop be? That's the question I pose to my hip hop callers after they say they freestyle. I want to ask them, how do you think would hip hop be? I just was thinking about that today. I was looking at Pac's birthday is, has passed and whatnot, and Biggie, May 21st is his birthday. And I'm just wondering, would some of these guys be in existence? Would some of these guys be making this popcorn rap money?
This album is dedicated to all the teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been very, very different. A lot of these young talents wouldn't have been able to really express themselves. Not unless, Tupac or Biggie had something to do with it. You know what I mean? So, give it up to the two best to ever do it. You know what I mean? Especially on this Freestyle Friday. You know.
Oh, man. No doubt. DJ Steph, I appreciate you bringing that in for me, man. And if they don't know, now they know.
Now they know.
When we come back, we got one of the infamous rap stylists, freestyle rappers that always appears on the show. And you already know, your boy L Boogie going to give you a Wisdom 2 freestyle, man, when we come back. Oh!
We saw. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got to ride the limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia.
Now you know. Now you know. Oh, man, we back. Streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Once again, my co-host T Row and I'm your host L Boogie, aka Boo Meeks. What a season. Great NBA season. Ended it with 7 games. All we can ask for. It was beautiful. Now, as usual, you know, we have vacancy for coaching jobs. And it's just so, this is a soap opera right now. Talks on, talks off, wax on, wax off. I mean, they're trying to shift Doc Rivers like he's a player, like he's back in 85 or something. They shipping him with players. They're shipping him with players and trying to get him going. It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know, Ro. What's the latest, Ro? Give me the stat. What's going on? What's the latest right now with these coaches?
Well, you know what it was. During Game 5, it was all the talk about Doc Rivers going to the Clippers with Kevin Garnett for DeAndre Jordan and Eric Bledsoe. Then the talks died by the time Game 6 came around. And now Game 7 has ended. And the talks are back on real heavy. Now it's just all about Doc Rivers alone for DeAndre Jordan and a couple of first-round picks. The Clippers no longer want to give up Eric Bledsoe, so they're thinking about trying to work a deal with Boston where Boston can get either Jason Terry or my other dude, the point guard, the other guard guy, Lee, to call Courtney Lee to come over in the deal with Doc Rivers, and then later on try to make a deal for Kevin Garnett and possibly Paul Pierce. You know what I mean? So for right now, it's just about the Clippers wanting to get with Doc Rivers. But with all that being said, we've also heard through the streets that the Clippers have also interviewed Byron Scott. They've also interviewed Brian Shaw, and they've also interviewed Lionel Hollins, the former coach for the Memphis Grizzlies, who was earlier fired this year because they wouldn't give him an extension. So, you know, we'll see what the Clippers are going to do. I'm just in awe that a coach can be traded to a team like a player. I've never in my lifetime have known a coach to be traded. I know that it's happened before, but I don't know if I noticed it when I was that young, you know what I mean? So now that I'm really, yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know, I was like, what, maybe fifth, sixth grade? So I wasn't really paying attention to that. But now that it's happening in 2013, it's like a big deal. It's like something new. I've never seen it done before. And so I'm still trying to figure out, you know, how this is going to happen, if it's going to happen, you know. So Boston has a lot of things to think about, because if they get rid of Doc Rivers, who can they really put in Doc's place that can do the job that Doc has done since they've, you know, started this Big Three madness?
You know who I'm disappointed in right now, to be honest with you, and that's the Cleveland Cavaliers, because they should have waited. I mean, they should have waited until after the whole season. I understand the season is over with and their team didn't make the playoffs, but sometimes you got to wait it out. I think they made a decision too quick. They made a decision too quick, didn't really think about it, because let's be honest, you have Lionel Collins, you have George Karl, you have Brian Shaw, and you have all these other guys from the Spurs who just got hired by Atlanta. So you have guys out there that you could have picked from. I'm still not understanding the carousel of coaching, bro, in any sport. One guy gets fired from this organization, and then he gets hired by another organization the next year. There's a reason why he was fired. Why do you keep hiring these guys back?
Right.
Give new coaches, give these new guys a chance. No disrespect or no knock on Doc Rivers. But give these other guys a chance. We know Doc is hot, but why should we let Doc control our destiny? We're waiting on him. We're going to give up players? You mean to tell players?
Players?
A guy who doesn't even play. How many games will Doc win? So somebody always told me, players play and coaches coach. But players are the ones who make it simple, I should say, who gives the coach the salaries. So I think you should be getting players, not coaches and deals. So I have very mixed emotions about that, you know, but I don't understand.
Is it
going to
happen?
I hope not. But it will, because they keep talking about it. And if we know Danny Ainge, and he's with Boston, and we know it's three teams in the NBA. Whatever they want, they get. It's Boston, the Los Angeles Lakers, and last but not least, people might not say this, but whatever, the San Antonio Spurs. If they want you, they will get you. Look at it.
Yeah.
This history repeats itself. Who would have traded for Paul Gasol? And then there you go, they got championships. Who would have traded for Kevin Garnett like that in his prime of his career? Only David Stern. And David went out on top. Remember what Al said. On Thursday, he had on the white suit. He had on the cream suit. I'm sorry, on Tuesday. And yesterday, you know, he had on the business navy blue suit because it was time to present. Oh, David Stern, the streets is talking.
That boy, the coldest gangster out.
Oh, man, you got to, as my man would say, respect his gangster.
Thank you, David Stern. I needed seven games.
I needed it. So, And, you know, Monday we're going to have the preview special of, you know, some players, and we're going to have a little mock draft to the world, and you think what, you know, who should pick what, and whoever's your favorite team, who should they pick? Okay.
What do you think they're going to do?
Well, talking about the Cavs?
Yeah, what are the Cavs going to do with the number one pick?
It's tough. If I was the general manager, me personally, I would trade my number one pick and go after Cousins. But Cousins is a head case. We all know that. I don't think they have the right coach, Mike Brown, in the coaching Cousins. So with that being said, the number one pick, me, if I'm the general manager, if I'm on the clock, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Anthony Bennett from UNLV.
Oh.
Woo!
I like that kid.
He's a combo. He can play four. He's a bulldog. He can get you 8-9 rebounds, can score off the dribble, score in the post. And one thing we know, he's not soft. So, and if they draft him, he'll be down there with one of his friends, Tristan Thompson, because he's from Canada as well.
That's right.
So I'm going with Anthony Bennett. But, hey, Noels, I'm not knocking you because I know you're listening. I know your agent personally. But I don't think you're the right fit for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think you should be right now with someone else, an experienced team, maybe coming off the bench and learning and bulking up. Because you're not even better than Anthony Davis. And he was a bag of bones this year. So, with you coming now, I just think if somebody put an elbow to your chest, you might go into cardiac arrest. They might cave his chest, and he might have a heart attack. He's so skinny.
Yeah, and I don't understand how he's the number one pick coming out when, I mean, granted, he's a good defender, but he's not better than Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis at least had some offense to his defense. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
This guy doesn't have. Only thing he can do is jump high. Whether or not he'll be able to jump higher after the major surgery that he didn't have to the knee, we'll see. But for him to be, you know, named as the number one pick, I just don't understand that. You know what I mean? We don't even know. I mean, we should all have learned by now from Greg Oden and some of the players before Greg Oden about having an injury and then having a surgery to repair that injury and then nothing happening with the guy as far as his NBA career is concerned from the jump. But, you know, the media and all of these other media guys, they, I guess they know what they're talking about because, I mean, I don't know how Noerlens Noel. How you say his first name? Nerlens? He got a weird name. Nerlens Noel. Yeah, you know. But it's just, I don't understand when there are other guys who have been out there who actually got player of the year, Trey Burke. I mean, took his team to the final game, Trey Burke. You know what I mean? I just don't understand. So, but it is what it is. I think that he's going to drop. Because I don't think Cleveland's going to pick him number one. I think they guys are actually going to trade that away. And whoever's dumb enough to pick up Noel, no disrespect to you, Noel. You know, I just don't think that this NBA, you talk about watered down, El Boogie. I heard you mention that a couple times during the year, during this hoop season. So, I mean, if they pick him, it's just getting more watered down. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So
that's the definition of being watered down if he's picked. I mean, honestly, he didn't show me anything. And does he have an upside? To me, no, he doesn't have an upside. I didn't see him shoot the ball. I didn't see him go in with his left and right hand. unless something happens. But he just he's B.O.B. He's a bag of balls.
And he and he can't shoot free throws there, but he shoot worse than Shaq from the free throw line.
I mean, what
we all know Shaq percentages from the line.
Exactly. So you're not Dwight Howard, where I can pick you and you, and I can see you getting big like that. But I just see Noel's getting in there, and every time somebody sees him under that basket, like Kobe Bryant did Dwight Howard when he was young, licking their lips, ready to dunk on him.
Right.
And throwing him to the ground. So that's my thing on that. But we'll get more into the, you know, the draft on Monday. Talk about some guys who should be picked first, more free agency going on, and why people should pick who. So who needs what? It's going to be a great show on Monday. So,
right.
Ro, any more callers out there? Any asylum ready to get in?
Oh, yeah, man. You know the asylum stay hot, man. You know the asylum stay hot. We're going to take another caller, man. Jump right in it. Let me see what's up with Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. Skeeter Mo, what's up with you, big?
Man, you know I'm checking in as usual, and I told y'all they were going to sell 7 games worth of tickets, and it was going to be a toss-up.
The streets are talking. You heard it here first.
Right. Now, to give everybody an update on what happened, I called about 7-8 people yesterday, El Boogie, before the game even came on. You know how it is, man. We're trying to get everybody a prediction on who they think going to win Game 7. And Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III said LeBron was going to start off slow, but he was going to end the game hot. He said he was going to get a triple-double and win the MVP of the NBA Finals while Miami rolled off into the sunset. And so I would say that he was 2 out of 3 right, because he almost got a triple-double. He only had 6 assists, but he wasn't looking to pass last night. So, Skeeter Mo, big up to you for picking that. You know what I mean? What made you pick that? What made you see that in LeBron for Game 7?
Man, in Game 6, they knocked his headband off and they ain't called a foul. They showed his hairline, bro. You know, he had the Bosley surgery, and he, you know, knocked his headband off. He got mad. Yeah, you can't make the beat mad, man.
Right.
Wow.
He said he went to Bosley.
they popped his top off, Skeeter Mo.
You know, like one of them old boxing sticks, and you hit it too hard in the chin, and the top pop out.
Right.
Yeah, they did it like that, and he had to put his head back down and go fight them boys, man.
Wow. That's crazy. That is crazy. Skeeter Mo,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
Do you think the window is closing or is closed for the San Antonio Spurs?
I'm going to say it is closed. If it was any chance of them boys winning, it was Game 6 before Chris Bosh got that rebound and gave it to Jesus Shuttleworth in the corner, man. That was their time to shine right there.
Wow. So no more finals, no more, you know, getting to that Western Conference Finals. So they won't be contenders. Not much longer.
Not with Timmy. Timmy ain't going to see the finals no more. He's going to have to go ahead and retire and bow out, you know what I'm saying, gracefully, because, you know, Westbrook was hurt, so that deleted, you know, the Thunder. So, you know, they coming back hard. You got to watch out for the Mavericks. We might sleep you one next year. You know what I'm saying? The Miami Heat boys ain't going nowhere. You know, it's going to be a lot of contenders, you know, Indiana, Golden State, so forth and so on. But San Antonio ain't. This was their year, man.
I agree with you, Skeeter Mo. I thought Game 6 was the game that they were supposed to win. But, you know, a Texas kid beat the Texas team at their own game, getting the rebound, kicking it to Jesus Shuttlesworth, and he got game for those who don't know.
And back on the subject y'all was speaking on, I want to say that was top fault because he had Tim Duncan on the bench game six when Bosh got that rebound. If Tim was in there, Bosh wouldn't have got that rebound. And then game seven, he should have called the timeout when Ginobili tried to push that ball down the court. I would have been in the middle of the court calling timeout, getting Tony Parker the ball in his hand, man.
Right.
That was his downfall. He should have called that timeout himself. He sat there and let Ginobili run down there and turn the ball over. That was a pertinent time to be trying to turn over. It was either tie the game up, and then he turns it over, LeBron go down there, score, and they up by four. You know, that was a bit. And then Tim missing the tip in. I know he beating himself up over that, but it wasn't his fault, man.
Yeah, Timmy, I thought Timmy, when he missed the easy one, I was for sure that he was definitely going to get the tip, but then he missed the tip. Oh, I couldn't believe it. So I know Timmy going to think about that one for the rest of his lifetime. An easy bucket that should have went in but didn't go. But, you know, hey, that's how LeBron got his second. Do you think the Miami Heat can repeat and get a three-peat, Skeetimo?
Absolutely. It will be them and either the Mavericks or Oklahoma in there next year. That's my prediction, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Do they get rid of Chris Bosh this year, or do they just add to the mix?
I agree with you, Trent, when you say he's really not a starting five. You know, he's not a big center. You know what I'm saying? He's a good forward.
Wow.
They need to get them a big man and move him down like they did Dirk, so he can have a little bit more range on the court. You know what I'm saying? Pull another big man out to the three and then drive and pass and shoot. You know, he got that down, but he's not no bang, bang, turn around, hook shot player. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. And it showed this season with Ben, you know, the last three seasons, because since he's been in Miami, he's just getting further and further away from the basket, and that's because he has D-Wade and the Kang coming down the middle. So there's no need for you to be in the way when they coming through. You have to be out there, and you better start taking 200 million shots a day, because that's where he going to actually end up being, is more outside than inside due to the fact he got Flash and the King on his team.
Absolutely.
You ready for this Freestyle Friday this evening?
And you know this, man. All
right, man. Well, we're going to check in with some more callers, and we're going to get it popping, and then we'll check right back in with Jaskita Mo. So hold the line on this Freestyle Friday, man, and we'll get to you in a hot minute. You feel me?
Already.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm in the community, man. It's tough, man. It's tough, man. I'm in the community. You know what I mean? Hold on one second. Logan, say hi.
Hi. Oh, man, you do you, L Boogie, while we check in the asylum, man. We're going to take this one more commercial real quick, and then we're going to come back and get this Freestyle Friday jumping off so we can get it in.
Oh, man, I can't wait, man, because you know I got the wisdom. I got the NBA Finals flow for these guys, man.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. So we're gonna mix it up in a minute. Everybody hold on. This is Street DJ Steph. Man, are you rich as hell?
Oh, yeah.
What's your name? What's your sign? Zodiac killer. All right, gotta die. Even Max Splinter. Yeah. Murder 187. I be killing them bitches. I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman. I'm selling all these hoes' dreams. Got a white girl with bitch titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch. Call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth out of the
put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight. And that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
Now look at us.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with FIBO. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. Then I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes on that hoes type, so I give all these hoes type. She get on that dick and stay on. All night, like porch lights, let's do it. Fuck talking, we out here, we ballin'. And I'm spraying at these western niggas like WD 40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Fuck, bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tucci, young Tucci, I wear truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowing kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
Elbow, you look rich as fuck.
Woo!
All my niggas
look rich as fuck. Look rich as fuck.
Woo! Straight up.
All my.
Now look it up.
All my.
That's what LeBron and them saying right now.
Look at you.
Look at you.
You see, they got. You see, the snitches had the video on LeBron and them up in the club with Drake, man. 3, 4 o'clock in the morning down there in Miami.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. You already know. They said, look at you. And look at us.
Look at us.
All my guys got rings. Oh, man, he was hollering. I got the 411, man. They was hollering. They bought a bottle. Oh, man, 150 bottles of Dom P. Oh, man, they say, forget the rosé. We going Dom P on these guys.
You know what I mean? It only takes 2 cups to get you drunk off that, too.
Yeah, dude, you know, we know.
Yeah, we know. We be in the streets drinking bottles.
No question. We don't buy glasses of champagne. We buy the whole thing. Man, I gotta give a big shout out too, bro, to my Uncle Marvin, man, my other uncle, Billy. He had cancer and he passed away just the other day. So shout out to my Uncle Marv, man, out in LA, man.
Man, sorry to hear that, bro. Much love to the fam. You know, big, big prayers from the streets, you dig?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Bro, wait, man, you want me to go in right quick, man, give you my finals flow, man?
Man, you know what it is, man. Gonna give them that Wisdom 2 flow.
That Wisdom 2 flow, I got you, Bleed. I got you. Here it is. Oh, man, I'm in the yard. I'm cutting my grass. All these sucker-ass niggas be talking shit. They kissing my ass. Just like they doing Brown on this 2-time MVP. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. You can't see what the fuck I see. Man, my mom fucked up, bro. I'll quit, man. My shit hurt, man. I can't do
You can't get your P's and F's out.
I can't get it out, man. I sound like I'm a special ed student, man. The kids I'm teaching, man.
Say, so, man, go on and put the guys back in your mouth, man. Go on and close up the Wizards, man. Don't hurt them this evening, man. You know what it is. I know what you're coming with. So, you know, pop another one of them Skittles, man, and sit back and relax, man, with a little highlights or one of them Heinekens, you dig? And we'll get to the asylum and see if the asylum can get it popping for us this evening, you dig?
Oh, no question.
All right, well, let's see who the first call is. I think we got that boy Ty on the line, who kind of, he said he was going to come back this week a little bit more freaky at L Boogie. So, Ty, you on the line, baby?
Yes, sir.
What's up with you, Ty? You bring your A game this week?
Yes, sir, I did. Had a lot of time to think about what happened. Now I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure you went back and heard yourself and was like, oh, no, I can't do that again. So L Boogie has already stated that he's taking street credibility cards this week. So I hope you got your game up, pimping. So whenever you're ready, give us 2 minutes of your time.
All right. I'm back in, I'm ready. Coming real steady, flow going kind of heavy. No beat, acapella, this is where I'm ready. Trying to show you haters where it's at. Gotta make it to the top, no dreams. Gotta follow them, dream chasing all day. All you haters, back the fuck out my way. Cause I'm coming, and I ain't stopping cause my team's got my back and we going to the top. Told you once before, stop at the bus stop, I'll pick you up, ask for directions and we at the top. Now we here, understand we everywhere. In your radio, all up in your lady ear, trying to get it right, trying to keep every screw in my brain tight.
Ooh. Bro, you hearing?
I heard him, L Boogie. He said he was back. You going to let him keep his street credibility card this week?
You know what I'm going to do, bro? It's buy one, get one free. He can get this one, but the next one, he going to have to come a little harder. He did good.
All right.
I
got to
get better for next week.
Ty, that's what's up, baby. You came way harder this week than you did last week, so big up to you, baby. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Shout out to the whole bunch of part. We doing it.
No that's doubt. What's up, Ty. Hey, Ty, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend, Big Pimpin.
You already know, baby.
That's Ty, ladies and gentlemen. Ty, we appreciate you. We'll holler at you next Friday. That's what it is, L Boogie. The youngster came with it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was one more thing, man, I forgot to say before we started. You know, we in the sports and entertainment. So entertainment, you know, that means, you know, movie stars, actors, all that. Man, rest in peace. Big shout-out to my man, James Gandolfini, man, a.k.a. Tony Soprano, man.
Tony Soprano.
My dude passed away the other day, man. Bless you. Big up.
That's why they showing all the Soprano episodes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't even know that. I just, you know, be at the crib flipping through the channels. I flipped through HBO. They got back-to-back episodes of the Sopranos coming on. So I, you know, sat back, kicking and watched the Sopranos. Let's see what Tony had to say.
Wow. Yeah, man, I wanted to give a big up to Tony, man, because he used to have me on that all the time, man. It was the next best thing to The Wire. First it was The Sopranos, then The Wire.
Right.
So,
The Sopranos just was the Italian version of us, and then The Wire
exactly.
came with the truth. That's
all
what
day
it is.
Long.
All day long. Yeah, Boogie. All right, man, we're going to get back to this Freestyle Friday. Getting close to that time, you know what I mean?
I'm listening, bro. Who you got coming in the asylum next on this freestyle? All
right, we gonna throw in Skeetamo on the line real quick. Skeetamo Jenkins Johnson.
Hey, what it is, what it ain't, huh?
That's what it is. That's what it be, you dig? So, Skeetamo Jenkins, I know you've been holding the line for a minute. Man, it's all on you, man. You got 2 minutes to handle up and do your thing. You know what it is. Streets is talking.
Already, man. I appreciate the much love, maximum respect. You know, Skeetamo Johnson Jenkins Jr. III, one more time for your mind. Triple D representing. You dig, huh? Okay, now stop playing. You niggas ain't no gamers. I fuck around and have to fuck you down and cut off a couple of fingers, then send them hoes to a stranger. Getting rid of the evidence, I'm all about dead presidents, and it's been like that ever since, nigga, hold up. North Dallas raised me, I walk about the Parkland, been hustling since a baby, them streets will drive you crazy. I'm married to the money, though, and I'ma sell out on the cutter in a bungalow. Put the link basket on Hunter's folks, rolling around my city street, rolling up a Swiss sweet, light it up past the bitch's skeet. I'm masked up and I kill the beat. Murder was the case, it was meant to be. Gator seat with the wood flow. Can the paint, Lamborghini doors, and I ain't doing much but chilling. Just walked up in the building. I'm really not concerned unless it involved them millions. My family and my children. Don't nothing else even matter. I ain't with no bumping and no chit-chatter. My gun spray on scatter. Everybody can get it. Why stacking up on my digits? These niggas checking my pivot. Blowing on they whistle, throwing flag like some bitches. Old pussyfoot, zip up the back, punk ass nigga, need stitches. I'm getting at these riches. Putting back some pesos, yo, amigo, get it cheaper, but it's cheap over my people, and it's good smoke. Good dope, I'm hood low with the best for less. This shit here, I must the best be caving in a nigga chest, and I like it like a white bitch with pom pom. Ain't nothing but killers where I'm from. I remember coming up on the duck with that dumb dumb, leaving that bitch with the lump sum. Dollar signs of my mascot. Fuck with that, get your ass pop. Man down in the state of shock, and I keep the Glock with the extra clip. Fuck them haters, they can rest in peace. Much love to them Hoover Crips. Rest in peace to Junior Flip, and I would keep it going. My pockets on Samoan. Them hoes so damn stuck that no cell phone can't go in. I'm fucked up, Lindsay Lohan. I'm faded and it's showing. I need me some bass, nigga. Gon' hit me up with that loan. That's so forth and so on. My bankroll gon' stay long. I would tell you more, but I gotta go. Yeah, nigga, I'm gone.
Did he say he was gone? He said he was gone like Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, man.
Oh, that boy, that Skeeter Bo. Man,
hey.
You know, hey, they watching me, but I have to really tell you this. Man, fuck you. Boy, that was boy, hey. What the, man, look, you got me over the sweat, dog. Hey, Boogie, my bad. Skeeter Bo, we love you, baby. I got to get my fingers back to work. Because that boy's
going to be
back
to work. No doubt.
No
doubt.
That's
why
it is. Skeeter Bo, Johnson Dickens the third.
He say my pocket swell like Samoans.
You know what I mean?
My wife
well,
got my pom-poms. Oh, man.
Oh,
boy,
my goodness.
As usual, he threw it up.
Oh, man. That boy there never ceased to surprise your boy. I tell you that.
Man. Freestyle Friday.
Now, when you bring it, that's how you bring it on Freestyle Friday, damn it. You don't want to hear no skipping and no uhs and pauses, none of that. Bring your A-game. Who next? Cause who we got? Let me talk to DJ Steph real quick.
Okay.
DJ Steph, who we got coming in on the live?
Man, we got a special guest in the building. A Charlie Hustle is in the building. Streets is talking.
Hustle, let me see your muscle, man.
What's the deal, man? Ah, they try to ban me from the streets, man. They tried to ban me, man, from the streets is talking, man. Can't ban the hustle, man. What's going on, L Boogie?
Oh, man, you know, just shooting my regular, man. You know, just maintaining. You know.
Oh, so they tried to ban me from the streets is talking? Y'all tried to ban the hustle, man?
Man, look, this is all I'm going to tell you. I don't know where you was last week, but you better show up this week. You didn't hear it all. You didn't hear the two people before you. So you better get with it and get to it.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. I ain't hear nobody but that dude Skeeter Mo, man. Shout out to him. He went hard. He went hard.
Well, follow
up then. I'm about to kill a beat.
I don't even need a beat. You hear me, L Boogie?
I'm
Streets is talking, Charlie Hustle. Listen, I say, I'm spinning crack in all of my verses. I got racks on me on purpose. Charlie Hustle, he be clowning, but this is not no circus. So much money in here, I'm getting nervous. And I never had a job, but I'm working. So yeah, my bitch bad and she perfect. Every time I fuck, I buy purses. My niggas say that I'm tricking, but I told them that she worth it. Louis Bell, yeah, I'm swagging, and I'm eating good, and they fasting, and this is what I do, I'm not bragging, and these fuck niggas, they hating, but the bread just keep on stacking, and these bitches just keep on calling, because my team just keep on balling, and we going hard, and they stalling, put me in the game, I'm like Jordan, and I'm smoking on that tropical, came straight from the island, grind for him with a bad bitch, and I think the bitch from Thailand, and if it ain't foreign, I don't drive it, I'm high as fuck, out of pilot. I blow the line, they blow silent. And Charlie Hustle, he a cool nigga. But all my niggas be violent. Man. Man.
Awesome. Okay, awesome. Charlie. Okay. Hustle, you know what? You get to keep your card this week. You gave me a great minute. That was beautiful.
Man.
Charlie Hustle, what you got in your cup, man? I feel you.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I'm just in my zone, man. Smoking hella drove, so I'm higher than the rocket. I'm flyer than the train with bands in my pocket. I be going hard, I don't know how to stop it. Niggas don't respect it, so I guess they trying to knock it. I could just go, like, this shit just flow, like, money on my mind, I gotta get the dough, like, young hoe nigga never been the whole type. I mean, this shit just flow, L Boogie. I don't know. It just flow. When it flow, it's flowing.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Charlie. DJ Steph, hold on. DJ Steph, you got to know when you got to mute guys, man. Right there was one of the times, man.
Thank you.
At the end.
Hey, I was just about to tell him the same damn thing. When we start talking, we like, E.F. Hutt. Boy, you don't know what I'm saying? When the streets start talking, you better start listening around this mother. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Ro.
Yeah, that's what it is, L Boogie. He's still chopping it up. He think he's still on the line. DJ Chelsea cutting him. You ain't know.
He ain't even know. He lucky Pook ain't
even know. L Boogie, before we get out of here, man, that was a fat freestyle Friday. Big up to Ty, Skeeter Moe, and that boy Charlie Hustle. Much love to y'all calling in on the Freestyle Friday, man. And, you know, everybody gets to keep their street credibility card, man. That was hot. You know what I mean? L Boogie, shout out to you, to my man. You know what it is. Jewels the G, what's up with you, baby? And big up to my man, Ski Mask. What's up with you, baby? Much love. Took me and my dude, L Boogie, out to the baseball game, man. We had a blast, you know what I'm saying? That's my dude. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to B.O.B., Hills, Cola. I seen everybody downtown doing their thing. Big ups to North Park, Ellen Pickett. You know, North Dallas in the house. It's your boy T-Row. Much love to the fam. Got to jump out to Gilbert. Much love to the Arizona Bulldogs. Got to get up for another tournament. Let's go, Bulldogs. Much love to the coaches. Coach G, you know what it is. Let's get it.
Man, first of all, big shout out to the Miami Heat. Bless it, repeat champion. It's hard to do. So I shoot first anyway. And I would do the honors any day. And tell your honor he a bitch to his face. Then whip through the state like I whip through the gate. Show your ass how to take four and get eight. And it don't take four niggas to get straight. The only hot boy eating off this plate. Young, Weezy baby. That's what your bitch say. Give her ass a location and a template. Show her how to work the interstate.
Hey, L Boogie, I need you to speak up, man. Where you at, baby? What's on your mind this week? L Boogie must have dropped, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? But he'll be back. You know, man, they be trying to get us down here up in the asylum and things. So what it is, this your boy T-Row. Much love to all the callers that called in this week. DJ Steph, you did your thing, baby. You know what I mean? Much love to you, baby. Get your grind on. And from your boy T-Row, man, you know what? We want to give a shout out to all the people. What's up with you, baby?
We back. And we out.
You know what I'm
big
saying? Any last shout out?
Yeah, big shout out to my man D Bacon, man, his brother Boo Bacon, man, and my man Pete Diddy, he ain't get in. Sonny Red, all them guys supporting Miami Heat. I know they want some money, so when I come home, man, drinks on you. So I just want to say that. And last but not least, big shout out to Ski Mask, DJ Steph, T Row, Charlie Hustle, Ty, Skeetamo Jenkins Johnson III. And man, T Row, let's get at it. Don't forget, Monday we got the NBA preview. The draft is Thursday. So we'll have a pre-draft show and we'll have a post-draft show on Friday. And Friday is a special show because that was the day 4 years ago. But we'll talk about that on the 20th. Let's go.
Take us out, DJ Steph.
This track dictates everything I'm supposed to say. So have mercy on this soul that I've thrown away. Although it's cliche, the devil had a hold of me. This greedy motherfucker couldn't put the blow away. Bitches blowing kisses and rappers throwing disses, hoping to land their ass on all top five lists. I wish you niggas well, you niggas wish I fell. You gonna make me bear these arms like a Chippendale. Squeeze off on them, leave cross on them. By the time the body's found, it's Pete Moss on them. I could show you all the ways in which crime pays. My drug rings a multi-million dollar crime wave. Two ranch homes, both dockside. Get this money back, counterclockwise. Little bubble on the cut like peroxide. The poison in the car is not carbon monoxide. Forgiveness, Lord, in hopes of getting more. Then beg forgiveness for the same thing he forgave me for. I wasn't crazy poor, see I was lazy more. 1,000 kilos crosses lines that you can't ignore. I felt entitled to it, not how the Bible do it. My bright eyes exposed to how the hood idols do it. I just took a page, then I took the stage, then put the face of that Roly in that diamond cage. I tried to tame the beast best I could, no leash. I stood the test of time, airtight, no leaks. Not a squeak, not a peep of a word. I done lived half my life in arm's reach of a bird. Have mercy on me, they put curses on me. I could have been 6 feet or had nurses on me. It was written like these tatted Bible verses on me. I feel the weight upon my shoulders like the church is on me. I am forgiven. You don't do all the shit that I done and make it through and not be forgiven. This is the wrath that came, motherfuckers. Let this hold you over. It's just an appetizer. My name is my name, coming soon. Re-up game forever. Good music. Dope Boys Worldwide.
My name is my name.